Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news now at 8 o'clock. A woman is dead after a shooting at a Durham apartment complex. Michael Grace is in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker with what we've learned in the last few hours.
Our temperatures are comfortable as you step out the door, mid-50s to mid-60s. It is going to be a fairly cool day today with a lot of cloud cover, but I'll show you why it won't rain today. I'll show you when we do change to a wetter pattern.
Also giving you a live look at PNC Arena this morning. It is a big day for the Carolina Hurricanes. The quest for the cup continues tonight. Eastern Conference final begins. Game one in that building, you know it'll be electric. Can't wait for it. I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us on this Thursday morning.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Admittedly, I forgot to wear my Carolina Hurricane red, so.
I got some red.
I made up for it.
Made up for it just fine.
Made up for it. 12 hours away, right? 8 o'clock tonight is puck drop?
8 o'clock puck drop.
Yeah, so everybody's excited. If people are going to be heading out to tailgate, not so bad for the weather. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look over the DBAP. Also, the Durham Bulls, they're in town too, Elizabeth.
They are all through the weekend. Don't be afraid of the clouds today. You know, you're going to look at that and say, oh, it looks great. When is it going to rain? It's actually not going to rain until early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning's commute is going to be messy, but it'll be a fine evening for tailgating at the Canes or for being outside at the Durham Bulls this evening. Right now it is 62 degrees. Our wind is coming out of the northeast, so it's coming off the ocean, and that's what's creating all the cloud cover that we're seeing right now. Those clouds are going to be with us on and off today. Notice in some spots, Futurecast shows a few holes in the clouds, but generally we'll see more clouds and sunshine for today. Could be a few stray showers this evening down to the south, but we're not likely to see rain for most of the viewing area until after midnight. There's 4 a.m. with some showers. It starts to get a bit heavier during the morning commute. Now, if you're up in Roxborough, you may see no rain at all. This is going to be a coastal low, so it's going to spread that rain inland about to the Triangle area. As we get into the afternoon, it starts to pull away from us. But the big question is, how long will it rain where you are? We know it will start to pull away, but it could pull out around lunchtime. It could be closer to the evening commute, though, in some of our eastern counties before that rain moves out. A little breezy this afternoon. We'll see winds out of the east-northeast gusting to about 20 miles per hour today. Hour by hour, we keep it nice and cool with high temperatures in the mid-70s. Tomorrow we'll stay in the 70s too, but a lot of that's because of some showers, and I'm tracking a front for the weekend. Not a washout, but I'll show you when to see the rain coming up. Brian?
It is 8:02 right now. We're watching some delays on the south side of Raleigh on Gorman Street at I-40. Still have that crash reported right there at the Gorman I-40 interchange. Not really affecting traffic on 40 as far as we can tell, but we are seeing some residual ramp delays, if you will, on Gorman Street backing up onto Tryon Road right now. We're now measuring a 7-minute delay overall on 40 westbound from 440 out to US 1, and you need to allow some extra time as you head through that area. Some good news over in Hillsboro. It looks like that earlier crash on 85 northbound at I-40 has cleared in the past few minutes, but we still have a crash in North Durham on Roxborough Street near Club Boulevard just north of I-85. I'm not seeing big backups on the sensors at this point. I want to take a look at your major approaches into Raleigh right now. We are seeing a 9-minute backup coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard down to 540. We're also picking up some heavy delays on 401 southbound or Lewisburg Road southbound coming in from Rollsville. Looks like we have a crash right around the 540 interchange. We're going to get some details about that. I'll have an update in just a few minutes. But your other major approaches into Raleigh right now from Knightdale through Garner and also US 1 through Cary all are looking pretty good.
Thanks, Brian. This is a story we've been following all through the overnight hours. A woman is dead after a shooting in Durham. Officers first responded to Glasson Street after 10 o'clock last night. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was there for hours as investigators taped off almost an entire apartment complex. Michael Grace breaks down what he has learned in the last few hours.
Yeah, and that woman was taken to the hospital where she later died. The investigation taking nearly 7 hours, and you'll see why. Take a look at how massive this crime scene is. Nearly every corner, it seemed, was roped off with crime tape. Another thing that really sticks out to you is the fact that a weapon was left behind. You can see that handgun right there in the street. It's something we rarely see. It's usually bullet casings that are left behind, and forensics spent a large part of the morning going through every single corner of that apartment complex, taking pictures, putting out other evidence markers, some of what seemed like to be some clothing. Right now, we're still working with police to find out if they have a suspect at this time. They did say that this is not a random act of violence. We're also working with them to find out the name of that woman who was killed. In Durham, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
And we're also working to get more information about a crash that left a car overturned on the Triangle Expressway. This happened near US 1 in Apex around 11 o'clock last night. There's no word yet on any injuries or what caused that crash.
Get ready for some heavy traffic around PNC Arena tonight. Fans will be out in force tailgating early for game one of the Eastern Conference final tonight against the Florida Panthers. WRL's Nia Harden is live outside the arena this morning. A lot of excitement, as we know. These are former division rivals getting together in tonight's game one. Nia?
Yeah, and as of this morning, there are still tickets available if you have not gotten your tickets yet, and I expect them to sell out and sell out soon, because we know that when it comes to Canes, Caniacs go wild for it, and it is likely going to be a party here tonight. Let me just show you what I'm talking about. This promo video that was posted last night showing the Canes getting ready for the big day. This, as they say, it's time to raise up. The team will be on the ice this morning at 10:30 ahead of the game. Canes are favored to win this series, according to sports experts. And tonight's game will be the first time the team has played in the Eastern Conference since 2019. It's also the first time former Canes coach Paul Maurice, now the Panthers coach, will be back at PNC for a playoff series. Caniacs we spoke to are looking forward to it.
Oh, the excitement was like, could barely sleep just trying to leave to go come down here, because all the tailgating and stuff, that's a really big part of before the games and stuff like that. So we always have a good time. I meet lots of new people, different people too, and we always have a good time.
The game is at 8 o'clock tonight, and WRAL is going to have coverage for you. Let me show you what I'm talking about here. We already have our tent and live truck out here in front of PNC. We plan to be out here with you, watching you tailgate, having a good time, and also you can catch it at home too. We'll have coverage for you in our later newscast. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
And join us at 7:30 for special pregame coverage of all the Canes' excitement. We will preview this series with the Panthers. Everything you need to know before they drop the puck at 8 o'clock. After the game, you can turn to us for postgame coverage during our late news. At 11:25, we'll have an exclusive postgame show. We'll be hearing from fans, players, Coach Rod Brindamore. We have you all covered post-game one.
Only on WREL, we're hearing from a black North Carolina lawmaker who was questioned by a fellow lawmaker about how he got into Harvard. Take a listen to this comment from Representative Jeff McNeely during a debate about a bill that would expand private school vouchers to families of all incomes.
Would you have been able to maybe achieve this if you were not an athlete or a minority?
And that was directed toward State Representative Abe Jones about his admission into Harvard University. Speaking with WRL's Chris Lovingood, Jones said he was offended by that comment. McNeely apologized for what he said.
I want to deeply apologize to Representative Jones and to this entire body. I respect Representative Jones. I think he's a great legislator. I think he's a great man. What I tried to ask or say did not come out right.
And I accepted his apology, so I did and I do. However, that doesn't forgive the merit, the import of the statement.
Jones said about eight other Republican lawmakers came up to him to apologize as well. And we're working to learn more this morning about a shooting in Johnston County. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene last night. This is on Progressive Church Road in Princeton. Right now, deputies have not released any details about the victim's condition or what led up to that shooting.
A Moore County EMS supervisor is accused of stealing hundreds of vials of drugs from the county's inventory. Authorities say Debbie King stole fentanyl and morphine. She was arrested yesterday in the Carthage area. The county sheriff's office says King no longer works for the EMS. She is due in court May 31st. Coming up on 10 minutes after 8, if you want, you might want to check the brand of your leggings before your next workout, because coming up, what has been found in some athletic wear that could cause serious health problems?
And this is a live look outside of RDU International this morning. We are just 1 week away from Memorial Day weekend, and it's expected to be a busy one for travel. How many people are expected to hit the skies coming up?
And you may be planning this weekend as well. Parts of Friday look wet, as well as some of the weekend, but not all of it. We'll walk through the timeline for rain coming up.
8:12 is the time right now as we give you a live look at Lake Gaston. A little break in the clouds there, a little blue sky getting through, but a little breeze as well there. As you watch WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Elsewhere, with another handful of looks around the area, Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center.
Yeah, our camera views across the viewing area are definitely different depending on where you are. Right now, we're seeing some sunshine there in Goldsboro. We saw some nice sunshine last time we checked in on this about an hour ago. Some high, thin clouds there, but that sun's able to at least throw some shadows there downtown. Now, in Apex, we're looking at breezy conditions with cloudy skies. It's cloudy in Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. But we were just a second ago seeing a little bit of dappled sunshine there in Fayetteville, right outside of our newsroom. It's looking a little grayer there right now. Just because it's cloudy today does not mean we're going to see rain. We do have a stationary front that's down to the south. Along that front, we will likely see a low developing. See where all the lightning strikes all of a sudden intensify here? So a low will probably develop here off the coast of South Carolina and push rain into our viewing area, but not until tomorrow. Tomorrow looks like it's going to be a pretty wet start to the day. The low will move up the coast and it will bring us rain in the morning. Some of us will see rain only in the morning. Others of us could see it for a good chunk of the afternoon as that low moves up the coast. So if you're in the east, you'll have a wetter day tomorrow than you will if you're in the west. On Saturday evening and Sunday, we're looking at a cold front that comes through. It should stay dry here for the bulk of the day on Saturday. But the big question is, how long does the rain stick around on Sunday? Some of the models move it out pretty quickly. Others hold it for a good chunk of the day on Sunday. So keep checking back as we get new model runs. They tend to start to agree a little bit more as we get closer to the weekend. Here's a look at Futurecast, and you can see tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. lots of rain. It's going to be a messy morning commute for most of us. But by lunchtime, that rain starts to pull out of the Triangle area. It does linger in our eastern counties, potentially into the evening commute, and then a few isolated showers overnight. Then after that, the cold front comes through. Saturday is going to be a fairly dry day, maybe a quick sprinkle in the northeast, a little bit of sunshine into the afternoon, and then our cold front comes swinging by. You can see a little rain to start with on Saturday as that coastal low moves on out. Most of Saturday stays nice and dry. Overnight, the cold front comes through. One of our models has that moving in and out a lot faster. This is the slower model, which keeps that rain in at least until lunchtime and maybe a little later than that in some of our eastern counties. Rain chances 60% on Friday. Saturday again during the day looks pretty dry for us. And then Sunday we'll have at least a few hours of rain in the morning, maybe more than that in some places. You can see the big difference. That coastal low is going to bring a lot more rain in our eastern counties over the weekend with an inch and a half to maybe 2 inches, while Roxburgh could end up with a quarter of an inch or less. Artsplosure, one of the big events happening over the weekend. We are proud sponsors. Again, Saturday during the day looks fairly dry. We could be dealing with a little bit of rain to start with on Sunday. Highs upper 70s to low 80s through the weekend, so looking good. After the weekend, our temperatures remain nice and mild, and it does dry out, Brian.
8:16 right now. I want to head out to 440 at New Bern Avenue. Our partners at Waze are reporting a crash on 440 westbound between New Bern Avenue out toward Brentwood Road. Not seeing any delays right now on the camera and just the usual backups on the sensors. Just something to keep in mind there on 440 westbound. You may see some police activity as you head between New Bern and Capitol Boulevard. Also getting a report of some sort of an incident up on Lewisburg Road right around Perry Creek Road. Reports that there may be a disabled vehicle there contributing to some of those southbound delays coming in from Rollsville, from Main Street and Rollsville down to 540. We're up to a 15-minute backup on southbound 401 or Lewisburg Road, so you do need to allow that extra time. Watching some delays building on outbound Wade Avenue between 440 and I-40 on the south side of Raleigh. We still have that crash reported at Gorman Street at the I-40 interchange. Still seeing some delays on Gorman, but it looks like traffic has cleared up nicely on Tryon Road in the past few minutes. And in Durham, we still have a crash at Roxborough Street right around Club Boulevard. Seeing maybe a little bit of a northbound delay there heading away from 85, but southbound traffic right now at least looks pretty good.
All right, thank you, Brian. A new development in the classified documents investigation into former President Trump. The National Archives says classified documents have been mishandled by presidential administrations for more than 30 years. That came out when archives officials testified before the House Intelligence Committee yesterday. And not just presidents, also members of Congress. What's not clear is how the president or members of Congress obtained the documents and whether they knew they needed to be returned.
Time's just about up for people using TikTok in Montana. The state is now the first to officially ban the popular social media app. Less than 24 hours ago, the governor signed a bill, and then he tweeted about the ban, saying it's a move that will protect Montana's private data from the Chinese Communist Party. The ban will take effect in January. However, it is expected to be challenged in court.
And we could learn more in just a few days about the future of sports betting right here in North Carolina. The Senate plans to take up a bill to legalize sports gambling on your phone. The bill has already passed the House. Governor Cooper indicated that he supports the legislation. The Senate passed a similar bill last session, but it failed in the House. The current bill would allow betting on professional, college, and Olympic sports by adults in North Carolina.
You may want to take a look at what kind of workout clothes you have in your closet. Some items could be hiding toxic chemicals in the fabric. Center for Environmental Health has sent notices to 8 brands after tests showed their apparel could expose people to high levels of the toxic chemical BPA. That is a chemical used to make certain types of plastic. It's been linked to health conditions like asthma, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, obesity, and erectile dysfunction. The brands flagged are Athleta, Kohl's, Nike, Patagonia. Sweaty Betty is also impacted, as well as Fabletics and Adidas.
In new this morning, the company behind a popular fertility app must now pay $200,000 for leaking customers' health data. The app, known as Premom, just announced the deal. The money is for in both federal and state fines. Regulators say customers' data was shared with Google and with 2 Chinese companies for years without their consent. Premom did not admit any wrongdoing, but is now banned from sharing personal information for advertising purposes. And taking a look outside at RDU International this morning, we are 1 week away from Memorial Day weekend, and it's expected to be busy at airports all across the country. The FAA says next Thursday will be the busiest day of the holiday weekend, with more than 51,000 flights scheduled on May 25th. While that is a lot of flights, it's still not as many when compared to 2019. However, earlier this week, AAA forecasted that the number of airline passengers over the holiday weekend will be up 11% compared to 2019 levels.
Durham Police Department is looking to add new officers to its force. The department is hosting a hiring event from 6 to 7 tonight at DPD headquarters. You can also attend it virtually by following the link on the DPD website. And you may have noticed some blue lights along Western Boulevard in Raleigh this week. That's because the WRL News Tower is lit up blue as part of National Police Week. More than a dozen other Raleigh locations are also joining in on the blue salute.
Walgreens has reached a multi-million dollar settlement over its role in San Francisco's opioid epidemic. The company has agreed to pay $230 million to settle the civil lawsuit. The U.S. District Judge in San Francisco accused the company of a 15-year failure to properly flag the possible misuse of opioids. Walgreens denies those accusations. And local organizations are promoting good mental health with community events for Mental Health Action Day. A Latinx youth-led evening of mental health activities is planned in El Futuro on Chapel Hill Road in Durham. It'll include informational sessions for parents as well as supportive community resources and other activities. It's happening from 4 to 8 tonight.
And here's a story that caught our attention here at the WRAL Live Center. A diamond ring lost 13 years ago, now back with its owner. This is a new story into our newsroom this morning out of Minnesota. I mean, there are thousands of water treatment plants all across Minnesota. Well, John Cherney, this man right here, works at that water treatment plant and made the discovery last month. There you see the ring right there. And of course, they put it on social media asking who it might belong to. And lo and behold, this woman, Mary Strand, came forward and said, yeah, that's my ring. She flushed it down the toilet accidentally when she was washing her hands on the, she took it off to wash her hands, put it on the toilet, and it slipped down into the toilet, and boom, it went away for 13 years, and now she has that ring back.
Good for her. What a find that is, huh? Graduation season now, and as college and high school grads enter the real world, it's important they know how to manage money, especially amid inflation and a potential U.S. debt default. Personal finance expert Jolie Alma Tavares says planning now can help new grads gain control of their finances for the rest of their lives. Here are five steps, she says, to keep in mind. Track expenses for at least 6 months. This allows you to see your habits before creating a new budget. Next, use 50% of your paycheck for living expenses, 20% to savings, and the last 30% is your fund money. The third thing to keep in mind is learning how to negotiate your salary. Also, be sure to get health insurance coverage. And finally, create a financial strategy that fits your short-term and long-term goals.
Registration is now open for summer camps at the University of Mount Olive School of Agriculture and Biological Sciences. Students can participate in three different camps, each designed to engage, inspire, and prepare them for future opportunities in the agriculture and biotechnology. The Girls in STEM Camp runs June 7th and 8th. Poultry Primer Day Camp runs June 13th and 14th. And there's a camp for FFA members 15 and older, July 10th through the 14th. You can find out more on the University of Mount Olive website. We will be right back with more news this morning.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Thursday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. Starting out your Thursday a little cloudy, but it's going to be a nice day with low humidity. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has a look around town.
We take a live look here at Wilson, and you can see the whirligigs are spinning around. It's going to be a little bit breezy with an east wind today. We'll see 60 degrees. That's our current temperature. 62 right now in Durham. A lot of cloud cover here. And some high-thin cloud cover in Fayetteville at 63. Heading out the door, you might want a jacket right now. Our temperatures will warm into the mid-70s as we get into the afternoon. So walking the dog this afternoon will feel good. If you're walking the dog this evening, temperatures will still be around 70. And even though it's cloudy today, it is not likely to rain, Brian.
Getting reports of a crash on 440 eastbound right around Six Forks Road this morning. And you can see some delays on that eastbound side heading away from Glenwood Avenue out towards Six Forks Road. Also looks like we have a little bit of brake tapping on the westbound side. There's another crash reported on 440 westbound between Newbern Avenue and Capitol Boulevard contributing to some delays. Look out for some backups coming in from Rollsville on 401 southbound this morning. An 11-minute delay right now from Main Street down to 540. And between Hillsboro and Chapel Hill on 40 eastbound. Some pretty heavy delays as you head away from the New Hope Church Road area down toward Highway 86.
Thank you, Brian. A woman is dead after a shooting in Durham. Durham police say it happened at about 10:15 on Glasson Street. Responding officers say the woman was rushed to a hospital where she died. Police say the shooting does not appear to be random. And it's game day for the Carolina Hurricanes. The Stanley Cup playoffs are down to the final four teams. The next round kicks off tonight in Raleigh with the Canes taking on the Florida Panthers for game one of the Eastern Conference Final. Puck drops at 8 o'clock tonight at PNC. And up next on Fox 50, what we've learned about a crash that left a car overturned on the Triangle Expressway. And next on today, how chess has become so popular with high schoolers.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news this morning. A woman is dead after a shooting at a Durham apartment complex. Michael Grace is in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker with what we've learned in the last few hours.
And it's pleasantly cool as you're stepping out the door this morning. It stays cool this afternoon and cloudy too, but I'll show you when the rain rolls in coming in.
And the time is now. The Carolina Hurricanes will be back on the ice today. And coming up, we're going to tell you about the new promo they've just put out.
They've had a little time off. They've had a little bit of rest and some hard work getting ready for this series. This is good stuff. We're excited about it. I'm Jeff Hogan. Great to have you with us today.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, counting down the hours, 12 hours to go,
yeah,
11 and a half hours
and a half,
to go.
Ready to go.
Yeah, we're ready. We're also ready for a nice day with low humidity. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look over the DBAP. Cloudy out there, but no chances of rain today.
You know, you'll look at it and say, it's awfully cloudy. When is it going to rain? Not till tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning's commute looks pretty wet for us. But if you're headed out to the DBAP for the Bulls game tonight, it'll stay nice and dry. Temperatures will be pleasant. Humidity will be low, but we're not going to see a lot of sunshine. There are going to be some times on and off today where we see a few breaks in the clouds with some bright skies, but the cloud cover will help to keep us cool. The reason we're we're so cloudy is our wind is coming out of the east, northeast. It's dragging in some moisture from the Atlantic and keeping things gray for us today. 62 is our current temperature. We check out Futurecast, and you can see from time to time there are a few spots that look like we'll see some breaks in the clouds. For the most part, it'll be a fairly gray day for us. This evening, a few light showers down to the south, and then overnight, we'll start to see some waves of rain developing, especially by tomorrow morning. There's 6 a.m. This is a brand new run of the computer models. So we're looking at some scattered showers during the morning commute. By lunchtime, it begins to pull away from the Triangle area and gradually on out of the viewing area as we head through the afternoon. This is a much drier run of the computer model than what we saw in the last run. Last run, we were still seeing some showers around Rocky Mount and Goldsboro at 5 o'clock. So this moves the rain out a lot faster. So morning showers, most of this will be out of here by lunchtime or at least into the early part of the afternoon. Now, Saturday will be dry. Sunday, we have a chance for some showers in the morning. We'll take a look at those models coming up in just a bit. Easterly winds today gusting up to 20 miles per hour. So a little breezy, a little cool today. We'll see high temperatures in the mid-70s. But again, not looking at much rain until tomorrow morning.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. We're following some breaking news. A woman is dead after a shooting in Durham. It happened last night. Officers first responded to Glasson Street just after 10 p.m. The WRL breaking news tracker was there for hours as investigators taped off an apartment complex. Michael Grace breaks down what he learned in the last few hours.
Yeah, and that woman was taken to the hospital where she later died. The investigation taking nearly 7 hours, and you'll see why. Take a look at how massive this crime scene is. Nearly every corner, it seemed, was roped off with crime tape. Another thing that really sticks out to you is the fact that a weapon was left behind. You can see that handgun right there in the street. It's something we rarely see. It's usually bullet casings that are left behind. And forensics spent a large part of the morning going through every single corner of that apartment complex, taking pictures, putting out other evidence markers, some of what seemed like to be some clothing. Right now, we're still working with police to find out if they have a suspect at this time. They did say that this is not a random act of violence. We're also working with them to find out the name of that woman who was killed. In Durham, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
We're working to get more information about a crash that left a car flipped over on the Triangle Expressway. This happened near US 1 and Apex around 11 last night. No word yet on any injuries or what caused the crash.
It's going to be a busy day at PNC Arena. Fans will be out in droves for game one of the Eastern Conference Final. As WRL Nia Harden reports, there is a lot of excitement heading into tonight's game.
Celebrate good times. That's what they'll be doing tonight. And you know what? You still have time to get tickets. We've been checking this morning. So far, there are still a few left on Ticketmaster, but we expect this place to be sold out and packed, as we know a lot of fans are excited about tonight. It's a big deal. And the Canes, they are getting Caniacs hyped. I'm telling you, just hours ago, they posted this new promo video. Take a look at this. They said, "It's time to raise up," in that tweet. The team will be on the ice this morning at 10:30 ahead of the game. Canes are favored to win this series, according to sports experts. And tonight's game will be the first time the team has played in the Eastern Conference since 2019. It's also going to be the first time former Canes coach Paul Maurice, now the Panthers coach, will be back at PNC for a playoff series. Caniacs we spoke to are looking forward to it.
Yeah, even like driving into like the parking lot for playoff games, it's just like a different feeling because you see everyone out doing their own thing and everyone's just, it's just a different energy when you step in here, so it's good stuff.
The game is going to start at 8 o'clock tonight. And let me show you something here. We are already ready for this. WRAL, we've got our tent out. We have got the live truck. And you know we're going to have our folks out here, too. And we're going to keep you updated, too, on the WRAL News app as well as WRAL News. We've got you covered from all angles. So make sure to stay on top of what's happening here. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
And Nia just showed you we're already there and we'll be there all day long at PNC Arena. Join us at 7:30 tonight for a special pregame coverage of all of the Canes' excitement. We'll preview the series with the Panthers, everything you need to know before puck drop at 8 o'clock. And then after the game, turn to us for postgame coverage during our late news. At 11:25, we'll have an exclusive postgame show. You'll hear from the fans, players, and of course, head coach Rod Brind'Amour.
We're working to get more information about a shooting in Johnston County. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene last night on Progressive Church Road in Princeton. Right now, deputies haven't released details about the victim's condition or what led up to that shooting.
And breaking news in the war in Ukraine. Military officials there say they shot down another round of Russian cruise missiles this morning. Those missiles took aim at the capital of Kyiv. These are pictures from police of one of them that was taken down by Ukraine's air defense system. This is the second straight day of air raids there and the ninth this month. Experts say it's a clear escalation ahead of an anticipated counteroffensive by Ukraine's forces.
New this morning, South Carolina is the latest state to take a step towards near total abortion bans. Now, hours ago, the state's House of Representatives passed a six-week abortion ban. The vote came after more than 23 hours of debate. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster called a special session last week. The bill now moves to the Senate next week. Right now, abortion is legal in South Carolina before 20 weeks.
Only on WREL, we're hearing from a black North Carolina lawmaker who was questioned by a fellow lawmaker about how he got into Harvard. Take a listen to this comment during a debate about a bill that would expand private school vouchers to families of all incomes.
Would you have been able to maybe achieve this if you were not an athlete or a minority?
That was directed towards State Representative Abe Jones about his admission into Harvard University. Speaking with WREL's Chris Lovingood, Jones said he was offended by that comment. McNeely apologized for what he said.
I want to deeply apologize to Representative Jones and to this entire body. I respect Representative Jones. I think he's a great legislator. I think he's a great man. What I tried to ask or say did not come out right.
And I accepted his apology, so I did and I do. However, that doesn't forgive the merit, the import of the statement.
Jones said about eight other Republican lawmakers came up to him to apologize as well.
The continued use of student tracking software is up for discussion in Durham Public Schools. The school board is voting on the future use of Gaggle at its 6:30 meeting tonight. The software monitors student activity on school accounts and uses keywords on devices. Any mention of violence or self-harm is immediately reported to staff. Some parents argue the software is intrusive. Wake County stopped using it last fall over concerns it took away from classroom time and required more staff to monitor it outside of school hours. The controversial discussion happened at the State House as the State House approved a bill to expand private school vouchers by more than $400 million. House Bill 823 would make every family eligible for the vouchers regardless of their income. In the past, the so-called Opportunity Scholarship was for low-income families. Vouchers are checks written to private or religious schools to cover some or all of the cost of tuition for students who are accepted there.
The nationwide drug shortage is impacting people fighting cancer here in North Carolina.
Just a supply and demand issue where lives are at stake.
Up next, the difficult choices patients and doctors are having to make when it comes to treatment.
Plus, Star Wars fans are serious about their collectibles. You know that. We'll reveal the incredible amount this collection of vintage toys went for at auction. Next.
And this is a live look outside in Sanford this morning. A little cloudy, but it's going to be a beautiful, cooler day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us how warm temperatures are expected to get this afternoon. Welcome back on your Thursday morning. One of the more prettier shots this morning. This is a live look over Clinton. You can see a couple clouds in the sky, but sunshine really peeking through there. It's going to be a beautiful day. A lot of people, Elizabeth, might see clouds and might think rain, but we don't have to worry about that until tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning's probably going to be pretty messy right about this time, but it's not bad out there right now. Here's a live look at Apex, and it looks fairly cloudy. We are going to see more clouds and sunshine today, but the rain's going to hold off until around the time of the morning commute tomorrow. Notice here in Apex, as we take a live look, it's a little breezy. Our winds are starting to pick up. It's going to be a breezy afternoon with a northeast wind, and that's going to keep our temperatures cool. So, you know, it may not be as shorts and t-shirts weather for some of us. 62 is our current temperature. Our dew point's down at 52. And this time of year, that's a very comfortable dew point. It doesn't feel very sticky outside. Temperatures climb to 70 at lunchtime, and we'll be in the mid-70s for highs this afternoon, looking at 74 in Raleigh, 73 in Durham, and 77 in Fayetteville. We'll see some gusts this afternoon up to 20 miles per hour out of the east. That easterly wind is coming off the ocean, and so it is bringing enough moisture for some cloud cover, but we won't see anything coming through to kick off showers until tomorrow morning. So it makes it a nice evening to head to the Bulls. Not too hot, not too humid. 70 degrees at 6 o'clock, at 8 o'clock, mid-60s. So just know that if you are going to be out this evening, temperatures are going to cool off pretty quickly. It's still going to be very pleasant to be tailgating for the Hurricanes game tonight. And I mean, with the excitement, and you're not going to really notice how cool it is, probably. 72 at 5 o'clock, at 8 o'clock, as folks are headed into the arena, temperatures will be in the mid-60s. Mild afternoons on the way today and tomorrow. We get to 81 on Saturday. Saturday looks like a pretty decent day, but Sunday we may have some showers, and that may happen in the early part of the day, similar to what we'll see on Friday. Our best chances for rain in the next few days will be Friday morning and again on Sunday morning. Our dew point nice and low today, but it does creep back into the 60s for Friday and Saturday. Even into Sunday, we'll be close to 60, so it'll feel a little bit stickier. So many things happening over the weekend. One of those is the Got to Be in Sea Festival. It's like a mini state fair out at the state fairgrounds. It looks like we're going to be drying out through the afternoon on Friday. The newer runs of the computer models have the rain moving out by around lunchtime in some spots, certainly in the triangle. So expect temperatures to be in the 70s on Friday afternoon and evening if you're headed out there after work. We also, of course, have some cool temperatures that'll continue not just this weekend, but into next week. We move it past the weekend and look at the blue color contours that continue to hang out along the East Coast. That means that temperatures are going to stay awfully nice. Arts closure over the weekend. Saturday looks dry during the day. We'll have some rain Saturday night and a chance of some lingering showers into Sunday morning. Waiting for the computer models to come in a little better agreement for Sunday. We still have several more days to watch those models. Some of the models want to push that rain away early Sunday. Others keep it in for much longer during the day. Right now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday all look dry.
Shoppers in Garner have been anxiously awaiting the opening of a new Lidl grocery store. And this week, the company announced an official opening date, including some great giveaways. You know that always happens. WRL Smart Shopper Faye Prosser is here with all the details for us. Faye, when's the store opening? What kind of grand opening activities can those people expect to find there?
Yeah, Jeff, Lidl's bringing their A game for this grand opening. So the new Lidl in Garner will be opening Wednesday, June the 14th. It is located at 2694 Timber Drive in the Garner Town Square Shopping Center, right off of Highway 70. There'll be a ribbon cutting at 7:40 a.m. on June the 14th, and then the store opens at 8, plus the first 100 customers in line before it opens gets a gift card worth between $5 and $100. Plus, there'll be sampling and giveaways, and they're doing a new thing for this opening. There'll be an open house on June the 13th from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., including a tour of the new store, free samples, goodie bags while they last. But there will not be any shopping at the open house the day before it opens. You can see all the details about this fun opening over on the Smart Shopper column.
Well, it's going to be a big deal in Garner, certainly. And Lidl is always in your weekly great grocery deals from local stores. What are some of your favorites this week?
Yeah, and they're on the list again this week. So you'll find that, among other things, avocados, 59 cents each at Aldi, tomatoes, 99 cents per pound at Aldi and Harris Teeter, kiwi, 3 for $1 at Food Lion and Harris Teeter, plus sweet corn is a great buy, 4 for $1 at Harris Teeter, whole Boston butt pork roast, 99 cents a pound over at Harris Teeter, and chicken burgers in a 16-ounce package, only $2.99 at Food Lion. Plus Italian sausage in a big 40-ounce package, $2.99 over at Lidl. And deli sliced cheese is on sale, 3 for $5 at Lidl this week, and $1.79 at Aldi. And finally, Harris Teeter wrapped cheese singles, 12-ounce, buy one, get one free for $1.75 each. And as always, you can see all the top deals listed over on the Smart Shopper column.
And we'll check back in with you ahead of the Memorial Day weekend next week. Smart Shopper Faye Prosser with those tips. You can get more by going to WRL.com. Look for the consumer tab and search Smart Shopper. Faye, thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
A concerning nationwide drug shortage is now being felt here in our area. This morning, patients are being faced with making tough health decisions. Tony Dezamitz from Holly Springs gets an infusion of carboplatin for stage 4 ovarian cancer. Health experts blame manufacturing delays at several pharmaceutical companies for the shortage of this drug, among others. The shortage now forcing Dezamitz and other doctors to choose.
I still have a life-threatening disease that, you know, has a poor prognosis, and so I need those drugs.
And Dezamitz receives care from UNC Health. The healthcare system told WREL, quote, our pharmacy, oncology, and supply chain teams and others are working to secure enough medications to treat our patients and on plans to conserve our current supply.
A lawsuit has been filed in the death of a Charlotte bride who was killed on her wedding night by a suspected drunk driver. The lawsuit names Jamie Komorowski, the driver, charged in the crash, and several bars and restaurants on Folly Beach. It claims Komorowski went to several bars before the crash and all continued to serve her despite witness video showing she was drunk. It also says her employer, Taco Boy, regularly served alcohol at parties after work, including the night of the crash. Everybody named in the lawsuit declined to comment.
The Durham County Sheriff's Office arrested a man they say acted as an attorney, even though he isn't one. Johnny Clifton Jr. faces several charges, including obtaining property by false pretense. The Sheriff's Office says earlier this year, a woman hired him as an attorney. After seeing documents he prepared for her, she became suspicious and called police. Clifton is in the Durham County Detention Center. He's facing similar charges in Wake and Franklin counties.
Questions are growing about an encounter between paparazzi and Prince Harry and Meghan Markle after the royal couple say they were chased through the streets of New York. For many, it brought to mind the car crash that killed Harry's mother, Princess Diana, in 1997. A spokesperson for Harry and Meghan says the Tuesday night chase lasted nearly 90 minutes and was nearly catastrophic. There were no crashes or injuries, though, and no arrests. New York Mayor Eric Adams says he'll investigate the actions of the paparazzi, which he called dangerous.
Only on WREL, a local farmer who was attacked by a bull shares his story and the outpouring of support he's getting from the community. Randy Lewis is recovering at UNC Hospital. He suffered broken ribs, punctured lungs, and crushed vertebrae when a bull attacked him more than a week ago at his farm in Alamance County. He says hundreds of people have volunteered to help take care of his farm while he's in the hospital. A GoFundMe page created to help him cover expenses has raised more than $160,000.
I can only say thank you and how much I appreciate them caring about the situation and at least trying to make sure that I have a home to go home to. And you know, I hadn't been for all this, I don't know that that would have happened.
Lewis says thousands of people, including Willie Nelson, have shown their support online.
The Biden administration wants to use a new rule to prevent student loan debt. It would apply to for-profit colleges as well as nonprofits. A similar rule was proposed during the Obama administration, but was later pulled back by former President Donald Trump. The final regulation is expected to be released in October. If it's successful, the new rule would go into effect July of 2024. Students in Lee County will want to give a special teacher a big congrats today. Sharice Washington teaches social studies at Lee County High School, and she was just awarded the Yellow Jacket Teacher of the Year Award. Congrats to her. Oh,
congratulations. Well, listen to this. Some Star Wars fans spent big bucks on toy collectibles. A large collection went up for auction in England recently. And get this, it sold for nearly $350,000. That's 10 times the pre-sale estimate. Jeff, I'm going to say, like, maybe I'd buy a Ferrari, maybe I'd invest the money somewhere. But, I mean, huge fans, obviously, if they're spending that much money on this.
Don't go to the dark side. That's all
yeah.
I can say.
Right? My goodness. Yeah. All right, before we head to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.